It's Monday, July 16th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Special Counsel Robert Mueller brought election meddling directly to Vladimir Putin's doorstep just days before the Russian leader plans to meet with President Donald Trump, charging 12 Russian military intelligence officers with computer attacks meant to undermine the Democratic Party, reports Bloomberg. The indictment, announced on Friday, fleshes out U.S. intelligence agencies' longstanding conclusion that Russia interfered with the 2016 presidential election. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein described how units of Russia's GRU intelligence agency stole emails from the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton's campaign, then released them in ways meant to dominate headlines as Americans prepared to vote. Tweeting from Scotland, Trump said, quote, "The stories you heard about the 12 Russians yesterday took place during the Obama administration, not the Trump administration. Why didn't they do something about it? Especially when it was reported that President Obama was informed by the FBI in September before the election," end quote. Why does President Trump continue to be castigated by Democrats and the left as a racist when his policies have benefited minorities, including record low unemployment among blacks and Hispanics? Dinesh D'Souza, an immigrant from India, explained that his film Death of a Nation, which is set for release on August 3rd, shows how the left has used the incendiary cards of racism and fascism against President Trump and other Republicans. Listen to this excerpt from the movie trailer, which we have linked in our transcript today at theworldview.com.
Which party attacks our free speech?
How dare you speak against the Villa!
On religious liberty and our personal safety. A nation dies when its people are not free. The stakes could not be higher. We're talking about America, the greatest nation on earth. Lincoln saved America for the first time. It's now up to us to save America a second time.
The largest abortion chain in America, Planned Parenthood, is panicking about the future of the U.S. Supreme Court, saying President Donald Trump's second nominee, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, could swing the court to a 5-4 conservative majority and be a deciding opinion on vital issues like abortion restrictions and Roe v. Wade, reports Life News. In an email to supporters this week, Planned Parenthood warned, quote, "Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court is the biggest threat to our constitutional right to abortion we've seen in years. Trump vowed to only appoint justices who will overturn Roe v. Wade, so this is a fight we simply cannot afford to lose," end quote. On Friday, Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson signed into law Senate Bill 655. Until that law, Missouri was the only state that allowed children age 15 to marry with only one parent's approval, even if the other parent objected. Parson said, quote, "The welfare of our children must always be a top priority," end quote. Missouri had become a destination wedding spot for 15-year-old brides, with 1,000 15-year-olds being wed in the state between 1999 and 2017. Many of them were marrying men age 21 or older, in effect allowing the girls to marry their rapists. The Freedom From Religion Foundation told La Harpe Elementary School in Illinois that individuals should not be allowed to distribute Bibles and religious materials to students, reports Fox News. An attorney for the school district sent a cease and desist letter to the man who was handing out Bibles. The school district also acquiesced to the atheist organization's demands that the school principal stop discussing her faith and referencing it on flyers to staff. According to the God-hating group, the flyers included such phrases as, "May his gift of peace be present in your home," and "Reflect upon his blessings to you and thank him for what he has done for you." One flyer also mentioned a Bible verse about Christ's birth. An Allegheny County, Pennsylvania district attorney candidate's views on homosexuality and affiliation with the Bible Chapel in Wilkinsburg has prompted calls for him to drop out of the race from members of the region sexually perverted, reports the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The outrage over alleged statements made by Democrat Turhan Jenkins, in which he called being homosexual or transgender a sin in a meeting with activists, culminated in a statement in which Stonewall Steel City Democrats requested his departure from the race. On its website, the Bible Chapel has frequently referred to homosexuality as a sin and has said it's, quote, not God's design, end quote. Leviticus 18:22 says, "Do not have sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman. That is detestable." McDonald's salads will be off the menu in Illinois and Iowa until further notice because they may be linked to a parasite infection, reports Fox 59. The Illinois Department of Public Health said that it has received confirmation of about 90 cases of cyclosporiasis, which is caused by the Cyclospora parasite. The most common symptom is watery diarrhea. Ahead of National Middle Child Day on August 12th, women's lifestyle magazine The Cut points out that middle children could go extinct. Citing Gallup data, in 1971, three children was ideal, according to Pew Research. In the late 1970s, more than 35% of moms between 40 and 44 had four or more children, and just 22% had two children. Fast forward to 2014, where Americans now say two children is best, and only 12% of women in their early 40s have four or more children. Psalm 127:3 declares, "Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from Him." And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. I had asked for five Worldview listeners to step up to the plate by today's newscast to make a donation toward our August 3rd goal of $30,000 to keep the Worldview in 5 minutes on the air. And that's exactly what happened. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on the Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. Special thanks to Paul in Pineville, Louisiana for his one-time gift of $20 and Augustine in Auburn, California for a one-time gift of $25. Thanks also to Tricia in Amboy, Washington, William in Crosby, Texas, and Joshua in Brandy Station, Virginia, each of whom generously pledged $25 per month for 12 months. Those five donations added up to $945. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. So far, since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $14,762 toward our $30,000 goal. We now stand at 49.2% of our goal. Praise God. We need just 12 more Worldview listeners to pledge $50 per month for a year and 23 more listeners to pledge $25 per month for a year. Go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, then on $50 or $25, and check the recurring donation button. Would you prayerfully consider becoming one of six more Worldview listeners to step up to the plate by my newscast on Tuesday? And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Monday, July 16th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.